From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting battlefield gains in Syria. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, adding to previous victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border. It is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. Middle East analyst Alam Payend calls it an important advancement for the coalition backing government forces.
Anything which can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh or the ISIL. So this is an important development.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in the country, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. In the east, the observatory said airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes killed more than 160 over the past 3 days in Deir Ezzor province. The observatory also reports more than 40 fatalities from Russian and Syrian strikes in Raqqa in the north. The Burkinabe government announced Sunday that it has arrested several members of the dissolved Presidential Guard for their alleged involvement in Friday's attack on an armory in the capital, Ouagadougou. The country is still grappling with the aftermath of an attack on a hotel and restaurant earlier this month, claimed by Islamist militants left 30 dead. Authorities had already arrested 11 members of the disbanded Presidential Guard following the Friday raid. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos at the start of the Asia leg of a global tour that has taken him to Switzerland and Saudi Arabia. Regional analyst Malcolm Cook in Singapore calls the stop in Laos a rare visit by a U.S. diplomat.
Laos, as with Cambodia, also a country Secretary Kerry's visiting, have a history tied to the Vietnam War. I think Laos was the second largest victim of U.S. bombing. Why Secretary Kerry is visiting Laos now, the second Secretary of State to do that since 1955, is because Laos is this year's chair country for ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. So it's more a regional visit than a bilateral one.
Mr. Kerry is expected to discuss a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama in California. He also visits Cambodia and China. Thousands of demonstrators converged on the Moldovan capital Sunday, protesting the newly appointed government and prime minister in Europe's poorest country. Chanting, "We are the people, we want our country back," in Romanian and Russian, protesters in Chisinau brave temperatures of minus 10 degrees Celsius to demand snap elections. The latest crisis erupted last week when Parliament appointed Pavel Filip as prime minister in hopes of ending months of political gridlock. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later this year, organizers said Sunday. Venues used at the Olympics in August will be inspected daily during game times in a bid to prevent the spread of the mosquito-borne virus that has been linked to a rare birth defect and also a condition that can cause paralysis. A massive winter storm left the U.S. Northeast with a 1 meter or more of snow in some areas, paralyzing entire cities, including Washington and New York, bringing public transit and many airports to a halt, and leaving at least 24 dead. The federal government is closed for business Monday as crews struggle to dig out, restore power, and clear vital roads. Jack Boston is a senior meteorologist with AccuWeather.
In New York City, for example, at Central Park, only missed the all-time record for one storm by 2 centimeters. The total snowfall in New York City was 68 centimeters. The record is 70 centimeters.
Up to 85 million people were impacted in the storm's path. A powerful earthquake with a magnitude 7.1 hit the far northwest U.S. state of Alaska Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the epicenter 260 kilometers southwest of Anchorage. No immediate reports of damage in the state. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.